Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When I hit reply, got me wondering, are those really your eyes?
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere.
We've got a couple Republicans trying to get rid of Gavin Newsom that are trying to impress voters with a couple ads. They are very different ads. John Cox put together a bit of a mockery in his ad. He's got a grown-ass bear licking his face at one point, trying to brand himself as a beast and Gavin Newsom as the beauty.
How high is that bear? Do they have to do that to bears now?
Caitlyn Jenner, she put out her own ad. It's a little bit more serious. She flashes her medal at one point in the ad. We'll get all the details for you coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Hey, we got great news. It looks like we're going from otter to yellow tier, everybody. That's fantastic, right?
I think everyone's done with the tiers. I really do. I think people are ignoring the tiers and what they mean and the capacity and all of it. I think people are done with the rules and the numbers.
Unless you're a business owner who still runs the risk of losing your license or being fined by the health department or whatever, and you still have to. You and I have given up on that.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that there's a lot of health department Nazis roaming the streets trying to issue citations. I feel like if there were, we certainly would hear about it more often because what happened at Bravery Brewing and that narc. And, you know, I think that we would definitely hear from people if they were getting targeted. P.S. The businesses that I've gone into and that I went into up in Sacramento County, which, by the way, they just go to Folsom because it's in Placer County and it's wide open. Like Dave and Buster, like nobody's paying attention to the capacity things. Now they're not packing them in. They're not breaking the fire codes, but nobody's saying, oh, just 25%. I mean, you're leaving some empty seats here and there.
Right.
But it's not down to the letter of the law when it comes to the tier guidance.
Also, because they think they're better than you, LA County Department of Public Health does not have the recommendations or regulations ready to publish yet. So we don't actually get to live by yellow tier rules until Thursday at the earliest.
This is what they always do, right? We move up, we moved up into otter, right? And they're like, yay, we've achieved otter status.
But wait,
let's give it a little time. It's like Barbara Ferrer taking everybody on a date and you think that you're going to get lucky with Babs. And then all of a sudden she's like, nah, not this time.
It's like when you go
maybe
to the beach, you go to the beach and you're so excited. I haven't been to the beach in so long. I'm going to go to the beach.
Yeah.
I'm going to play. I'm going to run into the water. And then my mom grabs me and says, not until you put your sunscreen on. Mom, just let me just run in the water for once, and then you can put my sunscreen on. It's going to come off anyway when I jump in the waves.
But here's the thing. Even if Barbara let us back into the bars today and tear yellow, we would not get skin cancer the way you might if you go to the beach without your sunscreen. Like, what is the worst
analogy
thing that could happen, right? For you, you could get skin cancer because you're translucent.
Easy.
With us going to the bar a week later, how does that change anything?
So LA County has met the virus case thresholds for the yellow tier, although they refer to it as the least restrictive because, remember, there is no green, according to the governor. It allows things like fitness centers, card rooms, wineries, and breweries to increase indoor attendance to 50% capacity, up from 25. Bars able to open indoors at 25%. Dodger Stadium, this is a key. Dodger Stadium could go up to 67% capacity.
Excellent.
Good. That's fantastic. Amusement parks up to 35% from the 25%.
I'm going to pull the car over real quick. Dodger Stadium can increase capacity to 67%, but amusement parks only 35%. Why is that?
I assume it's because the majority of the Dodger Stadium seating would be considered outside, and that amusement parks are...
indoor, outdoor.
Well, some of them are.
Look at, like, Knott's Berry Farm is...
is very outdoor.
Very outdoor.
Magic Mountain, very outdoor.
Yes.
Universal and Disney might be considered more indoor because they have indoor rides,
sure,
indoor venues like that. But I that's the only thing I can think of. San Francisco also got to the yellow tier. They did so back in October, but they're back now. Right now, California has the lowest case rate in the entire country, which is fantastic. And yesterday and Sunday, according to LA County Health Director Barbara Ferrer, we recorded zero deaths.
You should send Babs and Gavin a thank you letter.
No, I should not.
No?
No. No, I should not, because I have a hard time believing that the patchwork and reactionary nature of the rules that they imposed on people, I have a hard time believing that those were the major drivers in A, infections at the end of December into January, when we were completely shut down.
But had Gavin not told us a year ago this month that it was safe to play with a American miniature football, where would we be?
That seems like it was 2
where
weeks ago.
Would we be? Had he not put in those rules of bringing your own balls to the tennis court? Using your own balls, touching your own balls. Where would we be without those rules?
We're looking at these 4 tiers, color-coded, making it a little simpler for folks: purple, red, orange, and yellow. We don't put up green because we don't believe that there is a green light. It just says go back to the way things were, or back to the pre-pandemic mindset.
Hey, Mr. About to get your ass recalled, you might want to throw in a green. You might want to throw in a green.
I would call that press conference today.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, huge news in California for COVID. You know what? We weren't ready to get there this time last year, but today I can safely say that we are on the precipice of the green tier.
Mr. Gaviner, yes, Bob in the back, what do you have? Hey, you already said June 15th is the day that you're going to lift all restrictions. Why don't you make June 15th California Green Day?
Yeah.
California goes green.
Hey, mix in a couple trees or something. You know, make it about the environment too, and maybe your platform moving forward if you're not recalled. If you want to,
we don't
play
use the R word in
liberal
meetings
agenda
with Governor Newsom.
Remember too when our reflex to the rules of which balls we could play with resulted in us getting a basketball hoop and putting it in the sales area.
Oh yeah,
got some problems with that. I was told by the boss yesterday that I got to take down the hoop.
Which is funny, because you're not the one who put it up.
I'm not the one who put it up.
You were just the bankroll.
I don't know how the first thing to do about taking that down.
I just looked at it this morning because I remembered as I walked past it, and I thought, well, there's no wheels on that thing.
No, usually there's wheels.
If you buy it for your driveway, but there's little wheels and you can move it around a little bit.
I also think it's good for morale.
It's incredible for morale.
And so I texted Petros because I think what we need to do is get the public pressure behind the push to keep the hoop.
Right.
And I feel like if it's a wave of maybe we develop a hashtag, we get PMS Union involved somehow, and we really put the pressure on the boss to keep the hoop. I think that's how we keep the hoop. In the meantime, I don't know how to take it down so it stays.
And Jacob took his tools home.
Jacob,
I got nothing.
Yeah, we don't have the tools here anyways.
I have one Phillips screwdriver and a pair of needle nose pliers in the drawer in there.
I think we have an Allen wrench too.
I have a pink tool set at home somewhere. It's pink handles. There's a hammer.
So does Jacob. Did you take Jacob's?
Yeah, I think that was mine.
Jacob has already said very sternly that there's no way in hell he's going to take that thing down.
I don't think he's got to take it apart. I think we just have to move it. Like,
It doesn't fit in an elevator, so we can't take it through the freight elevator. So it's staying on the fourth floor.
And that room that it's in right now has the highest ceilings.
It does, and that's why we put it there.
That's the only room it can go in right now.
Yeah. But so, I think it's right. I think he was right. Maybe we move it against the wall or something and then put a sign on it that says, you're welcome for from the Gary and Shannon show.
Yeah, that would be nice.
See?
All right, coming up next.
Oh, let's do the commercials first.
Commercials and then traffic stop
and
at the
then
bottom.
That traffic stop.
Got it.
Yes, the commercials. Caitlyn Jenner is out with a commercial. John Cox is out with a commercial. Very different commercials as they try to oust Governor Newsom.
Gary and Shannon will continue. Do a number to their own bathrooms. The last thing the ladies want is John Cobalt walking in and doing his business in our area.
Here's the thing.
If I see that, I'll kick his ass.
I know what. I have an expectation of what a men's room is. I mean, I've spent 48 years in them, so yeah. I kind of have an idea of what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
But the stories I've heard about the things that go on in that ladies' room or women's room.
There was one incident. Where it looked like somebody's water broke. But you guys, in this fourth floor bathroom, I've seen photographic evidence of just the sheer horror movie that place is.
Yeah. It's like a
I mean, it's like train it's like spotting. Toddlers. It's like a toddler potty training room.
I still think about that picture,
Me
by the
too.
Way.
Wait, it's which one?
Jacob, you need
the
to...
one that I sent you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen the one that Ray Lopez has from a handful of years ago?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
Where somebody completely missed the bowl.
You're going to want to go back and listen to the Bill Handel show this morning because they talked about MDMA combined with therapy to get over your PTSD. Might be something. Do you remember that part of the show?
Yeah, that was when we were doing the show.
Right. Well, I wanted to say they by like separating because our show didn't start until 10, technically.
Well, I thought that this ad from John Cox was a spoof. I thought it was a parody. I thought it was a joke. I couldn't believe that they were going to go with a Beauty and the Beast narrative, painting Gavin Newsom as the beauty and as John Cox as the beast we all need in California. Because if you have spent 5 minutes listening to John Cox, that's not really his personality.
Not really a beast. Not really a beast, but here's the commercial. That's a bear. There's a
What's
bear.
What's happened to California? What's happened to our grand state that for generations led the world
Surfers.
In livability?
Bear.
Innovation, creativity, ingenuity.
Bear.
What's happened to our state that's forced millions to flee? When once it was the world's dream to live in our sunshine. What happened?
Growling bear.
Politics. We chose pretty. Over accomplished.
Pretty boy, pretty boy.
That's a parrot.
We chose beauty over brains. We chose to continue a political dynasty instead of saying stop. This ain't working. We need to choose someone who can fix this place.
There's more bear.
John Cox was born with nothing.
Looking at
never
is it like some sort
dad.
Of Native American thing
his
going
aunt
back?
Was not Nancy Papers. Pelosi like Gavin. John did not grow up at the feet of the multi-billionaire Gettys. John Cox is like so many of us. He worked his way through college, became a CPA young, then a businessman. Started small. Worked 24/7 to support his family.
Working late into
make
the night.
Something of his business. He started this campaign.
Walking with a bear.
Walking right next to
a
bear.
This place. He's run over and over because he knows the school of hard knocks he grew up around has given him the toughness and the skills to actually make a big difference.
Mm.
No rosy promises.
Nope.
This will be tough.
Yep.
Take time. We have to do things so differently in every part of our state government. I'm a business guy running to make change. Great big ones.
That's our choice, California. You want beauty?
He's in a beauty chair, like at a salon.
Or a ball-busting beast. One who will never invite you to his $12,000 lobbyist-paid wine dinners at the French Laundry.
Or the one I hope you want to have over for a beer.
I drink beer, I'm a man!
Will you choose beauty?
Hello!
I like
or
beer.
The beast, who will hit the ground running, thundering, slashing our outrageous cost of living and housing. A political outsider
Main Street
who will
Cafe.
Shake up Sacramento and slash taxes. Who will finally deal with the homeless. Reverse our billowing problems with crime.
Stop
face
it.
Down special interests. Their fancy dinners
Making
mean nothing
miss the
to
bear.
John Cox.
Our kids will never again miss an entire year of school.
Don't worry, the bear's going to start
pandemic management
licking his
was
face.
A shambles.
This beauty has proven he can do it.
Yeah,
pretty boy.
This beast can.
Bear.
This time,
Make the right choice for California and your family. Recall the beauty and elect the nicest,
licking his face,
beast
bear
you've ever met.
Licking his face.
John Cox.
The bear kind of sits like my dog. I think is kind of funny. Listen, it's a goofy.
It's so goofy
with the bear and the parrot and the this and the.
And the whole country is going to grab this and start laughing at us again.
Now, on the other hand,
we're like the kid that wets his pants in school all the time. Can't fix the problems. Can't figure it out. And now we've got big ads showing the wet part.
Opening a door to some personal stuff here. Caitlyn Jenner, on the other hand, put together a campaign ad that looks like a campaign ad. It's not goofy parrots and bears and things like that. I mean, it's Caitlyn Jenner. So whether you think it's a serious candidacy or not, probably doesn't matter, because the video in Caitlyn's case talks about the American dream and the California dream, that 48 years ago, she came to California to be the world's greatest athlete.
Defined our career politicians as elitists, and the people of California as the warriors, the kings, and the angels.
Now, they both use images of Gavin Newsom looking pretty, Nancy Pelosi as part of the political elite that's been running the state into the ground.
Now, we need leaders who are unafraid to leap to new heights. Who are unafraid to challenge and to change the status quo.
I want to prove that it is absolutely possible if we only do it together.
Okay, so a couple images there. They showed the cuts back to the 1976 Olympics. Bruce Jenner winning the gold medal in the decathlon. Smash cut to Caitlyn Jenner accepting the breakthrough, Vanguard Award? Whatever, from ESPN.
Yeah.
Full makeup and dress and everything, side by side, and then the Sports Illustrated cover from 76 with Bruce Jenner, and then the Sports Illustrated cover from a couple years ago Caitlyn Jenner.
I like it.
And, you know, she emphasizes that, you know, we need change. Listen, if anybody has proven that they're willing to change.
She's made some big changes.
So anyway, I don't know. The big deal is tomorrow night, Caitlyn Jenner is supposed to do a big, long sit-down interview with Sean Hannity in Malibu. There's no more California landscape, perhaps, in Malibu. Although, I guess you could find a couple other places. But I'll be interested to see how she handles. It's not going to be tough questioning from Sean Hannity, but how she handles the issues of what really is a problem, what really are the problems with California.
Do you think she gets cheeky at all and says stuff like, no one has the balls to change like I do?
I hope so.
Me too.
Those are great opportunities to go viral, at least.
Totally.
And kind of put the pressure on Gavin Newsom.
All right, coming up next, this traffic stop out of San Dimas last month is going to make you angry. And if it doesn't, that's sad, because it should.
Gary and Shanna will continue.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Biden administration says it'll begin shifting how it allocates those COVID shots to states, moving doses from states with lower demand to those with stronger interest in vaccines. They did have a strict by-population allocation, but this makes more sense, and I'm glad they're doing that.
President is taking to the podium right now. At 12:30, we'll play some of the comments back where we give somebody the update there. But speaking of the COVID vaccinations, Eli Lilly is now joining the effort to help India treat COVID, because India is just the absolute worst place in the world right now, with averaging well over 300,000 cases over the course of the last couple of weeks. And things are not getting much better very quickly. Mark Remillard will join us and talk about that coming up next hour.
Do you want to hear today's dad joke brought to you by our friend Tim on Facebook? So you heard in Layla's news how they found a foot.
On the 210.
It's 210.
Yeah.
Known as the Foothill Freeway.
Oh, boy.
Listen, every show's got to have at least one dad joke, and that was today's.
Thank goodness. Yesterday was the first time I saw, excuse me.
Got choked up a little bit on that joke.
Yeah, it means a lot to a dad. There was an LA County Sheriff's deputy pulled over a woman some time ago, and she was uncooperative, at least. She was berating
best.
The deputy.
She was harassing and yes.
Incredibly rude, incredibly disrespectful. And I'm amazed that I think we have her name, although we're not going to disclose it because I don't know if she's made any comments yet. But this was the full interaction, and you can hear the deputy approaching the car, and she's holding her cell phone out, recording him, video recording him as he approaches the vehicle.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
And the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over
because you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving. Do you have that picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Jay? Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here you
stop,
go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for
no,
me.
No, because you're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
The
well, you, I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me. I'm not smiling. You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. And you're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
is that what
I don't
that's
think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
All you need to do is your signature. He's only signing
that's
you
the
for
supervisor.
Using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside
for
the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso?
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that,
oh,
right?
My God.
You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go,
be
dear.
White.
Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
He should get a freaking commendation.
I'll tell you this.
Good Lord.
I would bet humongous money that Sheriff Villanueva has already talked to that deputy and said, we're not going to do anything publicly because we don't need to inflame tension, but you handled yourself so well.
He tweeted about it. Villanueva did. He said, this deputy exemplifies the core values of our department. His demeanor during this traffic stop is just an example of professionalism and patience our deputies have.
Now, again, the identity of this woman is going to be interesting because she refers to herself as a teacher. There have been a handful of people, and there's a couple of different versions of this video where her face does appear and you can see it, and people have identified her at least by name.
TMZ says that the woman's claim of being a teacher needs an asterisk next to it because that two higher ed institutions she once taught at haven't had anything to do with her in years.
Right.
West LA College and LA Southwest College both say that she hasn't been on their staff since 2016 and 2017. They also say she hasn't been employed by any institution in the L.A. Community College District since the spring semester in 17.
She's driving a nice car.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Brand new Mercedes is what it looked like. But she referred to the if you don't count the times where she said, I feel like you're going to kill me or you're threatening to kill me. She referred to that deputy as a murderer 8 times over the course of that 2 minutes. And twice as a Mexican racist who all he wants to be is white.
Now, I don't like to hold up crazy people when they act out as signs that this is a pervasive attitude towards law enforcement in this area. But it does show how emboldened these people are now with the anti-police sentiment and the encounters that the officers are going to increasingly have good officers, not the ones that should be tossed out, but the good ones are going to have. It's just, it's sad because they sign up every day to protect us.
And how often does this happen where it's not recorded? This officer, this deputy, does not get a body camera assigned to him by the department, because in the San Dimas station, they have not been doing that yet. So he paid for his own body camera to protect himself in these instances. This woman is apparently referred several times. She's called internal affairs to report deputies in cases where it goes nowhere. And the allegation is that she did that after this incident also. She called internal affairs to report the deputy, even though by all accounts, it looks like he was the absolute perfection that he could be in that moment. So,
well, it looks like the county, LA County, has responded to Vanessa Bryant's legal claims with its responsibility of how that crash was handled that took Kobe and her daughter a year ago. We'll get into their statement when we come back.
Gary and Shannon will continue. Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to get an update at 1 o'clock on the overpass collapse in Mexico City. At least 23 people dead. Alex Stone has been following that story for us and for ABC News. Join him at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. We have Tasty Tuesday coming up with Neil Saavedra. And a reminder that we still have a $100 BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse gift card to give away later in the show. And that tomorrow afternoon, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, our latest virtual news and brews, 1 o'clock tomorrow on Instagram Live at Gary and Shannon.
What are you going to wear?
Something that is not culturally appropriative.
Okay.
Just probably a t-shirt.
Vanessa Bryant filed a lawsuit last year. We told you about this, against LA County, accusing four LA County Sheriff's Department deputies of sharing photos of Kobe Bryant and the eight others who were killed in January 2020 in that crash there in Calabasas. And now the county has responded. Steve Gregory joins us with all the latest.
Yeah, good morning. And it looks like the county is saying you can't really sue them for hypothetical harm. The county's claiming that these pictures were never made public. Therefore, there was no harm done to Vanessa Bryant or her family or the estate of Kobe Bryant. The county asserts that the photos were all internal, and that upon learning of the photos, they were all summarily deleted, and that the county's position is that it was an administrative and a procedural problem, not a legal one.
Now, I assume she will hit back with there was emotional harm to the family upon hearing that the photos had been circulated, i.e. at that bar.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be probably the one argument they're going to have about it, but I think the fact that it was contained, the county is going to argue that it was all, nothing was public. We don't see anything online. We don't see anything on the news. It was contained immediately.
Just the knowledge of them existing.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
It's going to be a problem.
Would there be two questions about those words specifically? What constitutes sharing them, the word share, and what constitutes public? Because if one of the officers, if a deputy is on scene, I can't think of a scenario where the deputy would be the one responsible for taking images of a scene like
sure.
that. It would be a
forensics team
that would come in and do
right.
that. So there's that. So the fact that a deputy would have them and publicly, even I shouldn't say publicly, and even provide them to other deputies, mm-hmm. you could make the argument that's public dissemination.
Sure.
Even if you and I don't see it.
And that will, I'm sure, that's going to be a position that they will take.
All you got to do is put the bartender up on the stand, put the woman who the guy was trying to impress up on the stand, and show that there was, it's to some extent, circulated.
Well, and then the county will argue, and just only because I did talk to the sheriff about this back in January, and he said that, you know, that it was an administrative problem, it was an internal error. And if, you know, I think to your point, Shannon, when the fact that she knows they were out there, even for a brief moment, is what's got her worked up. The fact that a bartender or somebody else, a couple civilians, if you will, saw the photos, they were never given to those civilians. They were merely shown from the phone. And I've been told that the argument will be, again, that it was contained, that maybe a couple of people outside saw it, but that the photos were not disseminated. And I think to your argument, Gary, about what constitutes dissemination of information, that's when they said it was something that was done internal amongst a bunch of deputies, and the argument's going to be, well, yeah, but there was the probability or the possibility, and I think there's going to be a lot of that kind of argument.
Right. Had they not been found out, would they have sent those? And that's the what you were saying about the hypothetical harm, right?
So it's going to be an interesting one. But then from that, the sheriff did say that, you know, obviously, you know, here, I'm not defending one way or another. I'm just saying that when you have an agency with this many people and the variable is humans, you know, you're going to deal with a bunch of, as I think the chief and the sheriff both say, knuckleheads.
Yeah.
And you're going to deal with a bunch of knuckleheads. It's how you fix it from there. And he said that they, you know, he jumped on board this legislation to make it a misdemeanor now to take pictures at the scenes like that if you're not tied to the investigation.
I mean, you use the word knucklehead. One of the deputies in the suit is said to be the trainee. He was the one who was showing the allegedly showing the pictures to the bartender, et cetera.
But remember, when we discussed this before, did he know what he had? Did he know what he was looking at? Or was he just looking at a bunch of bodies?
Yeah, did he know it was Kobe
Bryant? Did he know
Bryant?
It was Kobe and Gianna?
Well, again, according to the other witnesses who were there, he claimed that it was Kobe. In her lawsuit, it says one of the photos showed the body of a girl, and then this deputy remarked that another showed the remains of Kobe Bryant.
Because of the tattoos. Everyone knew his tattoos.
Yeah, I guess.
That would be pretty damning if, in fact, he said that.
Yeah, if he did. It's easy to say that after the fact.
True. When I saw this original, when we found out that Vanessa Bryant was going to file this claim and then the lawsuit against the county, my immediate reaction was the only real result here, the only true outcome, likely outcome, is a settlement of some kind.
Sure.
I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Well, and you're dealing with a sheriff that
I don't think she wants to settle. I think she wants to drag them through as much mud as possible because it hurt her so much.
Yeah. And I think you're right. And then you're dealing with a sheriff who is not keen to acquiesce.
Here's the thing. Vanessa doesn't need money.
No.
She wants them to pay.
It's principle.
Exactly.
And then, plus, odds are, if she does get any money from the county, it'll probably go to some sort of foundation or something. Yeah, something like that. So I'm sure this has been very well thought out on both sides. But the county's response the other day, because we've all been kind of waiting to see, because as you mentioned, you know, first is the claim and then the suit. It'd be very interesting to see even if a judge allows it to go through. I mean, it's possible the judge won't allow it. You know what I mean? It will dismiss the case.
Right.
Thank you, Steve.
Always a pleasure.
Don't be a stranger.
Is it always a pleasure?
It is. And I know we haven't spoken for a while.
Yeah, you've been busy,
why have you,
Mariah.
You don't return our calls and you're
busy. You say no to Mondo all the time? What's that all about?
I'm in the field. Kids.
I worked in the field, honey.
Oh, God. Really? Are we going to go there now?
I'm just saying.
One day a week? I mean, on the couch, drinking Chardonnay and filing a story or two?
That's not accurate.
You know,
now you're slandering me.
If virtual press conferences existed back in your day.
I was never afraid to leave the building. Let's be clear on that.
I used to remember, hey, Shannon, what are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was never in the building.
Yeah, the shape of Shannon.
No. We've all been there. We've all come up together.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been a busy couple of weeks, you guys. It's been a couple of weeks, and you guys have had to be early birds.
Yeah. Well, we haven't needed you.
If I had a dime for everything right
now. Steve, it's not that we're mad. We're just disappointed.
Oh, my gosh. We said it at the same time. We must be really disappointed.
Yeah, let's discuss this during the break.
All of our trending stories when we come back to Gary and Shannon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.